USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Child poverty in the United States is rising again. Columbia's University Center on Poverty and Social Policy estimates that nearly 4 million American children fell into poverty last month. The Ag Department will allow Mexican avocado imports after a pause. A USDA inspector was threatened last week, leading to a suspension of Mexican fruit imports. The agency saying it enacted additional measures with the U.S. Embassy, and inspections have since restarted. The pause happened during peak growing season for the fruit and just before the Super Bowl, which has historically been one of the most popular times of the year for avocado consumption. Russia is beginning to launch missiles in a planned exercise today from Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin overseeing the military exercises. USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris says there will be a swift, severe, and united response if Russia invades Ukraine. The Vice President giving a keynote address to the Munich Security Conference in Germany today.
The rule of law should be cherished, that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected, and that national borders should not be changed by force.
Today's rocket launch in Virginia will be visible in New York, Pennsylvania, and other eastern states. NASA saying the best viewing location will be on the Virginia coast, but that Delaware and Maryland beaches are also good viewing sites. The launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility is set for 12:40 p.m. Eastern Time. A Grumman rocket will carry a spacecraft to deliver science experiment supplies to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that a Justice Department filing claiming members of Hillary Clinton's 2019 presidential campaign paid a company to infiltrate Trump Tower and White House servers should continue to be investigated.
It is a big deal. It constitutes probable cause for believing that people in the Clinton campaign were certainly involved in dirty politics. I think we're going to have a very strong and very solid report from the Durham people, and I think they're going to really come down hard on those who lied and misled the court. And we're going to find very, very dirty politics on the part of some people in the Clinton campaign. This investigation has to continue, and I'm looking forward to seeing a full and definitive report.
The professor said the situation disappoints him as a friend of Hillary Clinton, but has said he's not yet seen any information showing that she was directly involved. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
35-year-old Jaron Andrew Miles, a top executive with Facebook, was allegedly caught trying to solicit a minor for sex. Miles allegedly sent sexually explicit texts to a citizen investigator who posed as a 13-year-old boy and made plans to lure what he thought was a minor to his hotel room. Facebook firing Miles from his high-level position as a manager of community development. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.